You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland, KQAC HD3 Portland, and our sister station, KXRW LP Vancouver, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
I've been watching for the coming back of Jesus Christ the King. I've been looking up towards heaven, singing glory to his name. But I'm living in a busy world, space travels all in blue. How long I hear them shout and say, before we reach the moon. That pretty moon God put up, there's no stopping place for me. My ticket reads for a trip above to a glory jubilee. I fought the fight, I've kept the faith, my homeland I can see. And I know that pretty moon up, there's no stopping place for me. That yellow moon has paved the way since days of long ago. It smiled the night I walked from church after God had saved my soul. Now a brighter light guides me tonight to the shores of heaven's blue. Through this earthly veil, on above I sail, waving goodbye to the moon. That pretty moon God put up, there's no stopping place for me. My ticket reads for a trip above to a glory jubilee. I fought the fight, I've kept the faith, my homeland I can see. And I know that pretty moon up, there's no stopping place for me. Zoom on out in space and the satellites, they fly. But no powers ever can erase God's wonders in the skies. And the glories God built up above, where the saints shout glad and free. Again I say that pretty moon's no stopping place for me. That pretty moon God put up, there's no stopping place for me. My ticket reads for a trip above to a glory jubilee. I fought the fight, I've kept the faith, my homeland I can see. And I know that pretty moon up, there's no stopping place for me.
Buchton Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Some space age country gospel there with the wonderful Bill Franklin. That moon's no stopping place for me, a variety of country sacred songs, a compilation on Audiolab. It's the only way that I have that. I'd love to track down the original just to hear the flip. Really great thing. Buchton Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. This hour, we will be playing a variety of gospel music. And right now, we're going to hear recorded in the late 1960s by George Mitchell, 1967 in Cleveland, Mississippi, to be exact. This is Reverend Leon Pinson. Finally, a couple of years ago, Fat Possum put out an amazing full length of these recordings. And it kind of came and went, but it's out there. Really recommend it. This is Hush, Somebody Calling Me, Reverend Leon Pinson. Thanks for listening.
Somebody is calling me. Hush. somebody is calling me. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Well, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Well, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Well, run, sinner, run, can't find you a hiding place. Won't you run, sinner, run, and I'll find you a hiding place. Run, sinner, run, can't find you a hiding place. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Well, I'm so glad I got my religion in time. Well, enough, so glad I got my religion in time. I'm so glad I got my religion in time. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Well, hush, oh, hush, somebody is calling me. Won't you hush, oh, hush, somebody is calling me. Hush, oh, hush, somebody is calling me. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord, what shall I do to be saved?
Oh, you know I'm lying. I'm like a ship that's tossed and driven.
Thank you. centuries. Mary, be at one with me. Mary, be at one with me. Precious little birds, oh so gently. Hands of Mary, comfort me. Hands of Mary, comfort me. Calm, her grace grows thorn of healing. Pure, the white rose open wound of healing. See how the stars are like the tears of Mary. See the stars are falling, falling. Constant torch of change unfolding me, yielding blossoms of the tulip tree. Martha, spread your arms to me. Martha, spread your arms to me. Sacred remedy to die and grow. Moments, instant destinies. Martha, reaching out for me. Martha, reaching out for. Crazy curling, green her yearning, wanton witching hour. Lately she's been like a whirlwind, like a swirling burning, like a fire, frail extremities express a grief of pure impartiality. Mary, be at one with me. Hands of Mary, comfort me. Certain sanctity, Godspeed to will. Spread your arms to me, Martha, reaching out for me.
Give me grace. Oh, take away sin. Oh, my Lord, I ain't gonna tell no lie no more. certain letters behind your name, certain degrees, in order to get to Jesus. The ignorant man can get to Jesus. The smart man, good God from Zion, can get to Jesus. Anybody can get to Jesus. And it doesn't have to be no certain time of day in order to get to him. You can get to him early in the morning. You can get to him at noon hour. You can get to Jesus at a midnight hour. You can get to him when you're burdened. You can get to him on your beds of affliction. There are those who labor under the idea that prayer ought to be done just on the knees. Well, if this were so, it would present a barrier in getting to Jesus. For there are times when every child of God need to pray, and yet he can't get on his knees. Come here, Hezekiah, and tell me about it. He was on his bed of affliction. Not on his knees, but he was sick unto death. But the scriptures say he turned his face to the wall, and he got to the Lord. There ought to be some witnesses here today who can say of a truth, yes, Reverend, I know that anybody can get to Jesus. And then it doesn't have to be a certain hour of the day. You can call him at your own discretion. For I heard the scripture say man ought to always pray and not faint. Good God from Zion. So anybody can get to Jesus. Old folk can limp to him on crutches. They can hop to him in wheelchairs. They can roll to him down on the stomach. They can crawl to him. Anybody can get to Jesus. Little children can get to Jesus. For I heard him say, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. In other words, he broke down a barrier and said, let him get to me. And I'm so glad that anybody can get to Jesus. The woman who had an issue of blood, the crowd was all around Jesus. But I heard her say, if I can just elbow my way through this crowd, where I can just touch the hem of his garment, everything will be all right. Yes, everybody can get to Jesus. It doesn't make any difference how long you've been sick. You can still get to Jesus. It doesn't make any difference how often you've called on him. You can still get to Jesus. There are some folk, when you've called on them repeatedly, they soon get tired of you. You can call them in the night, and they'll tell you it's too late. You can call them on a Monday, and they say, call me back on Friday. But you can call Jesus any day. You can call Jesus any time, and it's all right. He may not come. He may not come when you want him, but he's always, always, always on time. Aren't you glad about it that anybody, good God Almighty, can get to Jesus? And not only that, when you get to him, you won't be disappointed. When you get to him, when you struggle over your barriers to get to him, you won't be sorry that you got there, because he's able. He's able. He's able to supply all of your needs. He's able to take all of your burdens. He's able to lift up a bowed down head. He's able to give ease to a troubled mind. He's able to turn darkness into light. He's able to give joy in the midst of sorrow. Yeah, yeah. I'm
I'm so glad today that I know that he's able. For when I look back over my life, I have to say, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Jesus, Jesus, who is grace personified, has brought me safe thus far. Yeah, and Jesus will lead me on. I'm wondering today, do you know that he's able? The blind man standing on the wayside will say he's able. For I was blind and could not see, but when I met Jesus, he opened my eyes. Yeah, and I can say he's able. The man that lay at the pool for 38 long years will tell you today that he's able. Able for 38 years is a long time to wait for something to happen in your life. But I heard him say, when Jesus asked him, would thou be made whole? Hey, hey. And I heard him say, I've been here for 38 long years, and every time I desire to step in, somebody stepping ahead of me. But I heard Jesus said, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Hallelujah. He's able. Isn't he able? Somebody's here today because he's able. Somebody could stand up right now and say, I know he's able. Yeah. But not only that, he's willing. Good God Almighty. He's willing. I'm so glad when this world had no friend, greater love had no letter than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Man had turned his back on God. Man had fallen from his high state. And I heard a council call in glory. So what are we gonna do about it? The Father said, I made him in my own image and after my own likeness. But he's fallen, and now I'm so sorry that I ever made him. But I heard the Son say, if you make me a body, I'll go down and redeem him. I'm willing to go all the way down through 42 generations. I'm willing to take a cross on my shoulder. I'm willing to have nails in my hand. I'm willing to have a spear in my side. Yeah! Yeah! I'm willing to go down into a borrowed tomb. Good God Almighty. And I see him dying. And somebody said, isn't he the Son of God? If he's the Son of God, why don't he come down off the cross, save himself, and save us also? But he had already said that no man taketh my life, but I willingly lay it down for the brethren. Yeah! And I'm so glad that he died. He died. And he got up early one Sunday morning. And when he got up, he cried, all power is in my hand. And if you see anybody who need a friend, send them to me. If you see anybody who bread. I'm bread in a starving land. If they need water, I'm water up in dry places. Yeah! Yeah! He's a friend, yes he is, he's a friend that makes a difference, doesn't he make a difference? And I'm so glad when my burden get heavy, I can run to Jesus, for he is accessible. And when I get there, I can cast all of my cares on him. For he's able, he's able, he's able, he's able, he's able. Not only being able, but he's also willing. He's willing. He's willing. Jesus is willing to aid you. Jesus is willing to lift you up. Jesus is willing to give you joy. Yeah! Do you know my friend? I wonder, do you know my friend? My friend's name is Jesus, and I have a direct line to my friend. I don't have to get no operator, for Central is never busy. I have a telephone in my bosom, and I can call him up when I'm walking alone. Call him up out on the street. Call him up flying in the air. If I were to call Washington this morning and ask for the President of the United States, Gerald Ford would have to board the presidential liner and land at the Oakland International Airport and catch a helicopter and land on the parking lot and be escorted in here by the Secret Service agent. But when I want Jesus, good God Almighty, when I want Jesus, he's faster than right now. He's quicker than already. Have you ever called him? Call him. Call him. And he answered you while you were still on your knees. What a friend. One friend. One friend. One friend that really makes a difference. One friend that can cause life to be lived on a higher plane. One friend who will never turn you down. One friend who will go with you all the way. All the way. Have I got a witness? Do you know him? Have you tried him? Isn't he all right? Isn't he all right? Yeah! I know that the man, yeah. I know the man is all right.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy.
Better than ever before. I'm talking about Reverend Claude Jeter.
He'll fix it for you, won't he? How many of you know that? Listen. I tried him. I know what I'm singing about. I feel good. I better leave that alone.
If you will only believe.
I looked at him lying on his bed. I took him by the hand. I said, listen, son. You may have a problem tonight.
D-B-D. If you will only just
if you believe that, say amen for him.
If you will be just me.
Feeling good right now. don't take much to stir a child of God up nohow when you've truly been born again. Everywhere I go, I'd make my testimony because it's a true one. Listen to this. I met God. Did you ever meet him? Thursday was my day.
I met him one morning. Was heavy laden, yes it was. I had a bow. I had a bow down here.
I don't know whether it did anything for you, but one Thursday in Alabama, this is what it did. Tonight, I thank the Lord for that, children.
If you will own me,
only believe the Reverend Claude Jeter there. Off a record that has some sermonizing and singing, and of course the Claude Jeter was the leader of the Swan Silvertones for many years, and they continued without him and continued to be pretty darn good. Before that, we heard a revelation for me is this record by Sister Irene O'Connor called Fire of God's Love. And I wrote about it on my Facebook page, tripping out on it after hearing it. And then it turns out that some friends are reissuing it imminently on a label out of Portland that's a sub-label of Mississippi. And just so excited about that. And we'll end the show here in a minute with another song from her. This is Buchton Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I've been your host, Mike McGonigal. Before that, we heard Reverend Robert George off the Gospel World LP, One Friend That Makes the Difference. We heard the sermon excerpt of the same name. Before that, Sister McZeek and the Keys to the Kingdom off her Champ LP, By the Power of God. Sorry that it skips a little bit there. You ought to have been there is what she did. Before that, Brother Claude Eli did Holy, Holy, Holy off that same Sacred Songs compilation on Audiolab that I started off the show with. Before that, we heard In Heaven Sitting Down, terrific version, Reverend Robert Wilkins off the 1968 Memphis Country Blues Festival LP. Before that, Martha and Mary, oh my goodness, COB. So amazing. Before that, Trials and Tribulations, The Royal Traveler, so good on H-O-B, the Detroit label that is so named because originally it was started out of a beauty parlor called House of Beauty. Before that, Lord Remember Me by the Soul Stirrers. We started off this long set with Hush, Reverend Leon Pinson. Now we're going to hear Fire of God's Love, Sister Irene O'Connor. Man, I hope you have a great week and tune in next week.
Fire, fire, fire.